Migrants attempt extortion, give us $50,000, and we'll leave. Written by R. Court Kirkwood. Thursday, December 13, 2018. In what might be the most obnoxious, humorous, and yet embarrassing demand on a sovereign country ever, migrants in Tijuana marched on the U.S. consulate to demand either entry or payment to go home. This proves again that the migrants are not running from violence or drug gangs or anything else, a tall tale the leftist media has peddled on their behalf. They marched north for jobs and welfare in the United States, and now, having found that they simply aren't going to march across the border unimpeded to press phony asylum claims, are demanding money to go home. Some might call that extortion. Two letters. Two groups of marching mendicants went to the consulate on Tuesday, the San Diego Union-Tribune reported, demanding that they be processed through the asylum system more quickly and in greater numbers, that deportations be halted and that President Trump either let them into the country or pay them $50,000 each to go home. The migrants delivered their imperious demand in writing. When asked how the group came up with the $50,000 figure, organizer Alfonso Guerrero Ulloa of Honduras said they chose that number as a group, the newspaper reported. Yet again, we learn that the migrants have an organizer, which belies the impression that the march was a spontaneous eruption of poor campesinos running for their lives, but in any event Ulloa said $50,000 isn't all that much money. It may seem like a lot of money to you, he told the newspaper. But it is a small sum compared to everything the United States has stolen from Honduras. Ulloa didn't explain what the United States has stolen from Honduras, but the story then gets even better, as unintentionally amusing journalism goes. The group's letter criticized American intervention in Central America. They gave the U.S. consulate 72 hours to respond. They said they had not decided what to do if their demands were not met. I don't know, we will decide as a group, Ulloa said. The letter claimed that the migrants are families, women and children, the majority of which are young men who are fleeing from poverty, insecurity and political repression under the dictatorship of Juan Orlando Hernandez. The migrants expect the United States to kick him out of office. Why the migrants would return so quickly to such a benighted country Ulloa apparently did not explain. And then the newspaper reported an even larger demand for money, getting $55,000 for each of the caravan members, Ulloa said, might allow them to go back home and start a small business. The second group that marched on the embassy, led by the leftist subversives of Pueblo Sin Fronteras, or People Without Borders, put their demands in writing, too. The Open Borders group, which aims to break down the border with Mexico, helped organize the delivery of the second letter. It demanded that U.S. officials let 300 illegal aliens per day cross the border to press fake asylum claims. U.S. officials are processing 100 per day now. Alarming statistic. The migrants, the Union Tribune observed, have been squatting in Tijuana for a month now. About 700 have gone home, 300 have been deported and 2,500 have applied for humanitarian visas. The newspaper reported that 3,500 are unaccounted for and presumed to have either crossed illegally into the United States, moved to other Mexican border cities, or simply fallen through the cracks. The migrants, a third of whom are diseased and about 10% of whom are criminals, have been sneaking under, through, and over the border. They know, as the New American reported on Tuesday, that once in the country they can probably stay indefinitely, if not forever. But, more importantly, the report in the Union Tribune confirms what TNA has reported almost since the caravan mounted up to ride on October 12. The migrants are not seeking asylum. They want jobs. The migrants themselves have told reporters the truth. A survey of thousands who attempted to get into the country proved it. And now, they say, give us $50,000 apiece, and we'll return home. Sadly enough, that might be cheaper than rewarding them with asylum given the public services and welfare they will receive once in the United States. Subscribe to The New American and listen to more by clicking podcast on the top right corner of our homepage. Also, please consider donating to help us push out more content for you, our listeners.